Welcome back to the OU Shnai Mikra series and our study of Parshat Pekudei. This is Menachem Liptak, and in today's shir we study Revi, the fourth Aliyah, beginning in Perak Lamed Tet, chapter 39, Pasek Lamed Gimel, verse 33. Today's Aliyah will describe how Bezalel and his co-workers brought all the vessels and the items of the Mishkan after the construction and presented them to Moshe. How Moshe was pleased with all the work, the order in which the Aliyah will describe them will be exactly the order as they've been described so far by Akab Kudeh, beginning with the tent and then the vessels. That order was very different than the original order in Trumat Tetzaveh. After reading the Pesukim quickly, we will dedicate today's share to try to explain the reason why the order in Trumat Tetzaveh is very different than the order that we've been seeing over and over again in Akab Kudeh. For example, the appointment of Bezalel was one of the very first points in Akab Kudeh. After Moshe gathers the nation together and says, these are the items you have to build, he tells the people, God has appointed Bezalel to be in charge of this entire process. In Trumat Tetzaveh, we only mentioned the appointment of Bezalel at the very end, after the commandment to make all the vessels was given. Of course, the reason is obvious. First, I command what needs to be brought, and I only mentioned the contractor who's going to build it at the very end when I need him. Because Moshe, now in Vayikra Pekudei, has to get this project under work, we're going to mention Bezalel first. At the end of the Aliyah, we'll explain the reason for the other differences and the more minute details that are different between Vayikra Pekudei and Trumat Tetzaveh. But first, let's read the Pesukim, and then we'll get to work. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Vayaviu et ha-mishkan ha-Moshe. They brought the Mishkan to Moshe, including et ha-ohel, the tent, vet kol keilav, all its utensils, krasav, including the clasps, the krashav, the beams, brichav, the crossbars, amudav, vadonav, the poles, and the sockets that hold all the poles up. Vet mikse arot ha'ilim hamadamim, vet mikse arot ha'tchashim, vet brochet ha'masach, the extra covers on the top that made the Mishkan look like Har Sinai, with the reddish hue to them, looking like the fire that was on Har Sinai, and the parochet, which divided between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodeshim, that had woven upon it the kruvim. All these things we've talked about in our shurim thus far in our series. Then they brought et ha'aron ha'idut vet badav, the aron of the covenant, the testimony to the covenant at Har Sinai, and the poles that they would use to carry the aron, vet ha'kaporet, the special lid with the kruvim on it, from where God would speak to the people. That was brought next. Vet ha'shochan vet kelav, vet ha'shochan vet kol kelav, vet lechem ha'panim, the shochan, all its utensils, and the showbread that was going to go on it. Vet hamnorah ha-torah vet neroteha, the norah made out of pure gold, and its candles that were on top. Nerot ha-maracha vet kol keleha, the nerot that were arranged on top, and all the utensils needed to clean out these nerot, and to change the wicks, and get them ready for the next day. Ve'et shemen ha-mo'or, and also the special olive oil that was used to light the menorah. Vet mizbach ha-zahav vet shemen ha-mishcha, the mizbach toret, the altar made out of gold that was inside the Kodesh, vet shemen ha-mishcha, the anointing oil that was used to anoint all these vessels and the Kohanim, vet ktoret ha-samim, also the incense that was burnt on the Mizbach ha-zahav, vet masach petach ha-ohel, also the partition, the screen, that guarded the entrance to the Ohel Moed. Now we concluded the description of the tent and what's inside the tent. Now we go outside into the courtyard. Pasek lametet, et Mizbach ha-nechoshet, vet michbar ha-nechoshet asher lo, et badav et kol kelav, et akior vet kano. Key vessels in the courtyard of the Mishkan that we've described many times. The copper altar, Mizbach ha-nechoshet, the michbar that surrounded it, and its poles and all the utensils that come with the Mizbeach, and the kior, the washing basin, and its stand that it sat upon. Et kalei ha-chatzer, et amudeh vat adoneha, the curtains that formed the partition of the chatzer ha-mishkan, and the poles that the curtains were connected to, and the sockets that held up those poles. Vet ha-masach l'shar ha-chatzer, also the screen, the partition that guarded the entrance to the chatzer. Et mitarav v'tedoteh, also all the strings, or the cords, and the pegs connected to the ground that held up the poles. Vet kol klei avodat ha-mishkan l'ohel moed, and all the other utensils that were needed for putting together the mishkan and the ohel moed, the tent of meeting. Pasek mem aleph et bigdei ha-tzrad l'sharet b'kodesh, as we explained before, the special garments that were used to cover the different vessels as they traveled, the Bigdei HaSrad, and also the Bigdei Kohen Gadol, the garments of the high priest, and the garments of the regular priest, the Kohen Ediot, as we discussed in the last Aliyahs of the last 2 days. Kechol asher tziva Adonai et Moshe, here we go again, the same phrase, exactly as God had commanded Moshe, kein asu bnei Yisrael et kol havodah, that's how bnei Yisrael did all of this construction. Vayar Moshe et kol hamlacha, Moshe saw the entire project, everything that was constructed and completed, v'hinei asu ota, and behold, they did it, kasher tziva Adonai, kein asu, exactly as God had commanded him that it be done. That's exactly how Bezalel and his workers did it. Seeing all that, vayivarech otam Moshe, Moshe blessed them in recognition of the excellent job that they had done. That concludes today's Aliyah. In tomorrow's Aliyah, we're going to see how the Mishkan was assembled. But this order that we see the Mishkan being presented is a very practical order. First, we make the tent, and after we construct the tent, then we put the vessels that go inside the tent. Now that the tent with the vessels is ready, we go outside the tent, the Ohel Moed, and we describe what's in the chatzer in the courtyard and the partition around the courtyard. Then we talk about the garments for the Kohanim, the priests who are going to work in the Mishkan, and the special covers that will cover those vessels. That order is so logical. Why is it then that in the commandment to build the Mishkan, in Parshat Truma Tetzaveh, the order was so different? Recall, in Truma Tetzaveh, we did not begin with the tent. Instead, we began with the Aron, we began with the vessels, with the most important vessel first, the Aron Ha'idut, followed by the Shulchan and the Menorah. We purposely skipped the Mizbach Toret, as we explained in an earlier share this week. Then we went on to the Mizbach HaNechoshet, the altar in the courtyard, and the Kalei HaChatzer, the partition around it, and then the Kohanim. The main difference between Vayakab Kudeh and Truma Tetzaveh are in two areas. One is, in Vayakab Kudeh, I begin with the tent. In Truma Tetzaveh, I begin with the vessels. Also, in Vayakab Kudeh, I have the Mizbach Toret and the Kior together with the other vessels in the same area where they belong. In Truma Tetzaveh, I have the Mizbach Toret and the Kior at the end of the list after everything else is completed, in a more peripheral setting, and not as part of the Mishkan itself. However, there's one major difference, which will explain all these small differences. In Truma Tetzaveh, the introduction of this commandment begins with the purpose of the Mishkan. When each commandment to construct each vessel is given in Truma Tetzaveh, we also find the purpose and the function of that vessel. The purpose of the entire Mishkan as a place where God's Shekhinah will rest, which is highly emphasized in the beginning of Truma Tetzaveh and also at the conclusion, and the purpose of each kli, of each vessel, which was explained in the commandments in Truma Tetzaveh, that is totally missing from Vayakab Kudeh. Instead, Vayakab Kudeh is very functional, very practical, simply the construction. In order to explain the reason for this difference, I'd like to use an analogy to a story of a young couple who decided to build a home. They have a plot of land, and now they go to an architect, and they want to design their house. After, of course, talking money and making sure all the finances are there, now that they know the budget, they go to the architect, and the first question the architect will discuss with them is, how do you live your life? In other words, he's going to ask, how many children do you plan to have? How big of a kitchen would you like? Do you plan to have a big library? Are you going to have a pool table in your basement? Are you going to have a garage with 5 cars? Do you want 1 car? Do you plan to have a lot of guests? Do you need guest room? Do you need a room for the dog? Do you plan to have a maid living in? Do you plan to have a lot of music? Are you going to entertain a lot of people? Are you going to have parties? Are you going to have classes there? In other words, how a person lives his life or the function of the house will be the primary concern when the architect has to design the house. Therefore, the first thing we talk about is what will the function be? Based on those functions and how the family plans to live, the architect will design the house. Once the design is complete and we have the blueprints and we're ready to go with the construction, we take those blueprints of the house that was designed, we give that to a contractor. In our case, that will be Bezalel. And the contractor is not really interested in what's the function. The contractor builds the house based on the plans. He doesn't care what the function will be. He simply has to build it as the plans show. Only after the plans are complete, then we can talk about the function again and see if this house that's being built will fulfill that function. In a similar manner, when God gives the commandment to Moshe Rabbeinu to build the Mishkan and Truma Tetzaveh, the focus will be, what is the function of this Mishkan? Vasul mitash v'shachanti b'tocham. What is the purpose of the Aron? The Aron will be the place where God will speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and continue the commandments. It'll also be the symbol of the covenant. Therefore, the Aron comes first because it's the most important vessel in the Mishkan and its function is the most important. Not only will this be the place of the Shekhinah, but God will continue to communicate His laws to His people. Then we have the vessels that surround the Aron. And after we have these vessels, of course, we need a cover. Afterwards, we talk about the tent. When that presentation is over, I summarize it by saying that once this is done, my Shekhinah will dwell among the people. That was at the end of Parshat Tetzaveh. Now that the Shekhinah will dwell, we have additional vessels whose purpose is to protect us from that Shekhinah, and hence we explained why the Mizbach Ketoret comes afterwards. The Kior is not a vessel which has a primary function that we do any type of service on it. Rather, the Kior is in order to wash our hands before we do the work. Therefore, the Mizbach Ketoret and the Kior are recorded after the Shekhinah unit was over. Therefore, Baka Pekudei, the order is very practical. We don't mention at all any function of any of these vessels. We don't mention what we're going to do with them. We also don't mention what was the purpose of the Mishkan. We don't talk about the Shekhinah. But now that it's all complete and all the vessels are made, and now they're brought to Moshe Rabbeinu in the same order that they were constructed, in tomorrow's Aliyah, we're going to see how God commands Moshe to assemble this Mishkan on a very special day. And towards the end of the Parsha, we're going to see, after it's assembled, its function will be complete, and God's Shekhinah will indeed dwell on the Mishkan that they just built. That will be the topic of our study of the next three Aliyot.